Now, how about that water? We talked about the water extending from Namrik to Kili. Is it true that there are passes through this water? Oh, yes. We call them Tolab and Torik and many other names. Can you see it? Can you really see it? Well, you cannot. You can only see the pattern of the wave here and in, on top. You see, these are signs that here is Tola, here is Tori. But you cannot. It's deep, actually. It's deep. And then you know what toe you are in. When they first teach you navigation, how do they go about it? How do they start it? What's the first lesson? How do they go about first introducing it to you? Oh, well, they take us to the end of an island, and you watch the wave hit the end of the sand spits and those rocks, and also take you on the ocean side and lagoon side, again watch the waves and how they hit these, any objects taking out, and try to show you. And when that is over, they take you sailing, and they teach you some more, so you can, you're really learning by doing all the way. Now, how about this thing that we call metal? You know, those things that are hanging on the walls. I know that some of the things are not authentic. Marshally just make them very elaborate, because the more elaborate and larger it is, the more money Americans will pay for it, but it's all nothing. So what about these things? Could you explain them to us? He says it. Well, there is only one there that's worth anything, that one hanging over there. But you see all those and those and those? They don't mean anything. They are useless as far as navigation aid is concerned. He's trying not to explain it, you know. Now, with this frame here, these don't count. These are only for holding this thing up. The only things that are useful are these here, these here, these here. But all the rest just to hold it in place and keep the shape. But they're not useful. And because this we call Bungdogr, Bungdagyo, and this is what we call the Okar. About these things here, what are they for? Oh, those are nothing. As a matter of fact, they didn't know they have to speak for. He's laughing.
There's only three things important here. One, two, three. Or take
it around,
one, two, three.
And
what
the other
three things? You still don't
know.
I think I'm going to go there.
Huh?
I think I'm going to go there.
About this, no, they just put it there, somebody and fancy idea to decorate it. How about these things? I think they shells. Are these islands? Are they stand for islands? Well, no, they are not, just decoration.
Which ones are important there?
Nothing.
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 I've been expecting that for a long time.
Yeah, he asked me now. Who told me that these are that pointed out things like this? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And again,
How about these with the shells on? What are these shells stands for? Are they stands for? Those are the worst of all. These shells don't mean a thing. Then you laugh again. I don't believe him. I think they are what, coral heads. Then you laugh some more. How about this? When you learn navigation, they use this. They take this charge and use it in teaching navigation. That is what I said. You know, I don't know. First time I seen it. It's these things. We never use them. There are a few things, the 8 for teaching, but not that kind. What is used as 8 in teaching are different from these.
They are something like this.
But let's not call them worthless. They made them. Maybe they stand for a purpose. No.
We do not publicize that these things. Because we are going to lose the business and
are there any that are like a map? Are there any that different spots mean different answers?
Do you sometimes make these metal and then put something on it to designate an island? No. Only for the wave pattern? Yes.
That's the wave pattern. It's a particular spot. In other words, these are like
Well, must be really difficult. Yes, it's difficult. How old were you when you first became a sea captain? Well, I was already a young man, a man. Oh, you mean you didn't start earlier, even though you know it? No, ancient times, you, a long time ago, you do not start right away. You always sit and listen and watch. Your time come later on when you become a grown up man. You just sit when you sail with them, you sit on the boat and within your hearts and you watch and you just tell yourself the island is there, another island on this side, but you never even speak. Just watch carefully, and it's part of your learning by going, but never say anything. How about in long time ago? Was it hard to learn navigation? It was very, very hard. They do not just give it to anyone. It was the chiefs only, Iroj only. There's navigation, astronomy, and telling, what we call it, weather, when you tell about typhoon, what's the word? Anyway, that word. These three knowledge are reserved only for chiefs and those they allow them to learn. A long time ago, we called this Nidhi Chale. Nit is a, this is a translation explanation. Nit is a hole you dig in the ground where you put birds, certain kind of birds for fighting. I think it's this snipe or something like that, birds like that. Well, that's a nit. And when they say, where are the chiefs? Oh, they are Nidhi Chale. It means they're all getting together in one spot and learning these things. They went about it in very, very serious about in learning these things. And no commoners were allowed when the chiefs get together, when they call it, they are Nidhi Chale. Chale means knowledge, the whole of knowledge. Well, now when you say they get together for Nidhi Chale, then are these the things that they learn? Yes, in addition to even how to handle kajur, how to rule them, they even learn. Did they actually learn those things? Yeah, this is more important than many of them. The knowledge they learn is how to control. Oh, to give an example, for instance, the kind of chiefs that always like to kick out people from land. There is a word for that. That's a term for, we call it Kujerunen Malaj. Break the drone is a stick, you know, that stick used in husking coconut, that's drone. And Malaj means the field. Break the drone of the field is a tool that brings, do things for you. And this, whenever the chiefs do this, they all get together and say, you are Kojeruin and Malaj, this is no good. And they do not only teach how to, but they have terms to designate certain kind of actions and explain it to all the younger chiefs so that when they grow up, they should know how to rule. Mm-hmm. They teach the young men, yes, the Yoruba and the Buddha. They said, why do you Kojerun and Malays? Do you want to be unpopular? Also, for when Kajur bringing food, offering of food to the chief, and you pass by a house where there is another chief, then another chief is taught not to get angry if we stop to give some for this other chief. And they have called a, they call that, I forgot it, Edilang Murmur, I think that's what it's called. So, if we do not stop and give him some on our way back, he might throw a spear at us. And then if the chief hear about it, said, well, why did he kill him? Or they didn't give him any food. Well, they should have stopped and give him some, because Edilang Murmur. So that this is the thing that teach the old, the paramount chief to always respect people stop by and giving some to other lesser chiefs. There are many, many things that knowledge that been taught to all the chiefs and royalties. How about the Kajur, the commoners? Were they? No, they were not included. How about this fellow I heard about, Rilomoto? Is he a very good weather broadcaster? That's what I was seeking. Well, not so good. They've been talking too much about him, but nobody can beat Murjil, that big chief, Murjil. Murjil is astonishing. He can tell you in advance when a storm is going to hit, to the hour. You heard about Launa? Well, he's a famous man, a man of great knowledge. But there was one time when Murjil, he was going on out the pass, and Murjil went and said, tell them to call the boat back. So we did call that boat back, and they asked us, why? He says, because tonight the storm is going to hit. So they came back because we invited them. Then that night it really happened. Following morning, people was really astonished, and it was Murjil who called them back. Then when they said, then I said, well, you know, we should respect the chiefs. They look at the world and at heavens, the heavenly bodies. But we, the commoners, our eyes stop at the breadfruit, at the pandanus, things that will bring food to our stomach. That's all that we are looking forward to. But they have all these things and they look beyond these things. Then I carried my canoe and What I was just said now, it explained later on. Didn't tell us what it was. After I called back that boat, I went to Wuruk fish. You know, when it's very calm and you go Wuruk, that kind of fishing. And then he said, hurry up back before sundown. And I said, why? He said, don't ask why. Hurry up back, as I told you. So when I came back, he said, did you catch any fish? Oh, we have about five here. I have about five in the canoe. I'll take it to the women, ask them to cook it. And then you go and get those men and go and cut some round logs, roller. We are going to beach that boat tonight. Beach it, what for? Don't ask. About 12 o'clock tonight, something is going to hit. A storm is going to hit this island. So after we get all those rollers, we beach his boat, and then that night it hit exactly on the dot, as he said. Then while the wind was blowing hard, it maybe was boosting a little bit, he come and asked us, how is it, did it hit hard from the very beginning, or did it slowly gather in force? He said, well, it hard from the beginning. Oh, it's going to be over in a little while then. You know, in an indirect way, he was showing off. So while the boat was on shore, he said, you stay on the boat and you can stay in my ill, you know, where the chief stays. And I said, why? Don't ask why, just stay there. So that night, one fellow came by and I said, hey, take this and put it away. What is that? Oh, something, just take it. And when he got hold of it, it was a genuine preserve. Gee, this is good. You know, this is a comment I'm making myself. He's in an indirect way, he's been showing us all the way along from the beginning of his story how important he is. Because staying in the hell is only a few men can do that. But because of his clan and of his father, and Murjil was a highest chief, a paramount chief, very powerful. But by staying in that place, he was showing us. Or when he told us about that breakfast, when they have to invite him from far away and nobody can start until he comes. When he told me about my father, he's trying to tell me about my father, but in a direct way, he was telling us his importance. All the way from the beginning, he was introducing himself, Marshallese style. So Murjil, when he came and checked, he said, hey, what is the thing I put here? He said, I don't know. Oh, you lying. So he laughed and went away. So see, again, he's showing his importance by taking the chief's food and giving it as he pleases. When he come and ask him, you know, nobody was there. He wants to show us that his action cannot incur the wrath of the chief. He smiled and called him a liar and went away. The chief Murjil, is he the one before Labarya? Yes. Where was he dying? At Tarawa. And then after he was buried, then Labarya took his place. Did his death occur during German time or Japanese time? Oh, it was still at rebellious time. Yes. You know, you really surprised me by telling me that they used to train those chiefs in how to take care of their subjects and how to handle people and so on. This is the first time I ever heard about it. Yes, they certainly did, and they were good at it during those days. How about the modern neurons? Are they trained in this? No. Haven't you noticed? There's no difference from Kajur. They're so shellfish. And don't you notice the fight now we have in the northern atolls and so on between them? They're just like commoners now. Now take Limajua for instance. She is a woman, but she wouldn't let go. But if you take Murjil, Murjil was the youngest of the brothers and sisters. He had of the sister. He was the only boy, and he was younger. And look, he was the chief. Well, and why is it with Limajua? Well, those men who work with him, those men closest to him, are leading her astray. This is my own comments. There's some explanation needed here. And I maybe later on I can explain it to you, what's all involved. Here's one, Solomon, another one, Levi, these advisors I've heard. Take that boat that she's sailing now. Now that boat belongs to those who paid for it, and I was one of those. But who is controlling it now? These few men. Now, you see, the boat was about to sail today, but it couldn't sail. And it occurred at this time when they tell Emmi is Langmose's son, to get off that boat. Why did they tell him to get off? Well, they say it's an unnecessary expense. And you know, he's the only engineer. When he gets off, now something happened to the engine. I wouldn't be surprised if he did something too.
I'm going to go to the house.
Now tell me, where all these men are from, who are now advisors and important people that are handling Namujua's affairs? I don't know. That's what I'm asking. He said, well, I don't know. I don't know it either. That's why I'm asking you. It's kind of interesting to know these new important men, these northern atolls. Never heard about them before. Now, if you just, during, in the earlier times, they and their kind will never come close to achieve salvation. That is why things are all upside down. Namujua raised these men who never were there, and this is what happened. Now she's complaining about the share and about the Epkan offering of food. What? Why should she complain? He raised these men nobody recognized when she overlooked us and went to these men now when they went around.